Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
All right, headline story. There will be no L.A. City Council meeting tomorrow. So any of you protesters listening that wanted to go again and keep shouting resign.
Oh, too bad.
Unless they're pulling a fast one. Announce it's canceled and then show up and try to conduct a business, no?
You know,
maybe you ought to go and see anyway.
These people have nothing to do. I mean, these are the unemployed amongst us.
So
they got to go protest something.
As far as we know, two of them have still not resigned. That would be, of course, Cedillo and De Leon. We're going to talk now about this decision by a Florida jury to spare the Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz's life. I don't know what the death penalty looks like in Florida these days, but there's a better chance he'll be put to death in that state than this one. They gave him life in prison. Back on Valentine's Day of 2018, he killed 14 students and 3 staff members, also wounded quite a few others. He was 19 at the time. Some people might forget that. He was not under 18. We're going to get more on this from Brad Garrett, ABC News' crime and terrorism analyst.
Brad, welcome again. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Well, most of the jurors did want him to get the death penalty, but not enough.
So this is how it goes. There are what they call aggravated and mitigating circumstances. What's interesting is it looks like the jury was unanimous on the aggravating circumstances, like cruel, heinous, cold-blooded, premeditated. I could go on and on. But when it comes down to the mitigating circumstances, and I just learned just a few minutes ago, 3 of the jurors could just not go with the death penalty. And so as a result, it has to be unanimous to get the death penalty. So he'll get officially sentenced, but, you know, the jury has spoken. They say life without parole.
What were the mitigating circumstances that these 3 jurors were swayed by?
We don't know. You know, eventually we may learn, like some of the jurors will come out and talk. The foreman apparently has talked, and I think he or she is not happy with the outcome because I think she was on the side of giving him the death penalty.
I saw one report, and I don't know if it's true, that one of the jurors thought that Cruz was mentally ill, and that person had sway over 2 others who were kind of wishy-washy.
Right. I think the issue is the following, that the defense attorney made a pretty good argument that, you know, his mother, his biological mother. Now, keep in mind, he was adopted when he was an infant. His biological mother was a drug addict, also an alcoholic. So there's some indication he may have had fetal alcohol syndrome. I mean, all these things obviously are outside of his control. But, you know, that only goes sort of so far. He's 19. He has this extensive history of violence, even going back to preschool, where he hit a kid in the head with a rock. I mean, he's just a super, super troubled kid. But obviously, three of the jurors were just convinced that, and whatever they believed were the mitigating circumstances, that it wasn't enough to give him the death penalty.
It seems like a lot of family members of the victims or those injured didn't like this decision. Have you heard that too?
Oh, well, I watched it. I mean, if you looked at the faces of these poor parents that have now for 4 years been without their children, this guy who gunned them down in a very, very cold-blooded, premeditated fashion is going to live. Now, granted, he's going to live in a high-security prison for the rest of his life. I mean, he's so young, he could live like 6-7 decades. And obviously their children will not. So it was really a sad picture to see.
Is there any chance under Florida law he could get out someday?
No. The way he is sentenced, it's life without parole. So he won't even have a parole hearing, is the short answer.
Right. They don't have any of those laws about, you know, aged inmates or anything like that?
No. Well, it depends on how you get sentenced. There clearly are people who get sentenced to life with parole. I don't know what it is in Florida, how many years you have to serve, but I'm sure it's a lot. But the point being, he got sentenced under a law that says life is without parole. And it's not uncommon in a number of states that use that for particularly heinous type crimes.
Yeah, our heads are muddled by all of California's lax, lenient laws. It's hard to remember that other states actually mean what they say when they sentence somebody.
Is Florida actually executing inmates these days? Don't hear anything about that anyway.
I don't know that they have in recent times. I mean, historically, Texas, Virginia, and Florida have been, you know, the top three folks that regularly executed people. I don't know. It's a good question because I haven't heard about executions in Florida in recent times. But it's clearly still on the books, and I can't imagine someone like DeSantis would have a moratorium on the death penalty.
Do you know what kind of prison he'll be in, what kind of situation that is?
Well, if you get life without parole, let me use the federal system just to give you an indicator. There are different levels of prisons. And if you got life without parole in the federal system, you would go at least to a level 5 prison, like Terre Haute, or there's a number of others, like I think Leavenworth Penitentiary may also fit that profile. But the state has the same version of it. I can't remember where they had Ted Bundy locked up, but that might be a possibility, whatever prison that is. But it clearly will be a penitentiary type of setting, not something that a white-collar offender would get for, let's say, tax evasion.
But he won't be in solitary, or he will?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he only would be in solitary if, in fact, he gets in trouble.
Right.
But he'll just probably be in with the general population from the get-go. You know, he'll go to wherever. Every state has, and California has this also, they have like a diagnostic reception center, and they do some tests, and then they may decide at that point which prison to send him to. But, you know, this is just something that is, for, as I mentioned earlier, forever.
All right, Brad, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care, guys.
It's Brad Garrity. He's ABC News' crime and terrorism analyst, giving us the rundown on a decision today by a Florida jury to spare the life of Nicholas Cruz, the school shooter from Valentine's Day in 2018 who killed 14 students and 3 staff members.
Look, it's the same old thing. We have a stupid system. You invite 12 people to be on a jury.
And they got to be unanimous.
It's got to be unanimous. Why does it have to be unanimous?
I don't like that either.
That's stupid. Because then you get one person who goes, well, you know, he had a bad childhood. The mother drank too much. What do you do with a person like that?
And apparently,
that's a ridiculous person who can't think straight, who has no sense of no common sense at all. Who cares what the reason was? He killed 14 people. Maybe it was mom's drinking while he was a fetus. So what? This is the product. This is what we have. He should. If you don't die after killing 14 kids, what does it take then? Then who does get the death penalty?
Apparently, one of the jurors wrote a letter to the judge. detailing what was going on and also trying to dispel rumors that she always intended to vote against the death penalty. So
yeah,
they're always going to have a chance that people end up that they don't believe in the death penalty. And
they get on the jury.
They're asked that, right, in the questioning, but they'll just lie.
I mean, it's so easy to lie. No, I believe in the death penalty. Well, there you go. You don't know what's going on in my head. Oh, by the way, Florida's killed 99 people over the years.
But not, do you know when the last one was? We had the execution desk devoted to this. So.
2019, they had two.
Oh, they did kill somebody in 2019?
That could be a COVID slowdown there.
Because I remember in the day, remember they called their electric chair Old Sparky? Because I think one time it really just started to blow up.
Oh, yeah.
In the 80s, I think it was.
Looking at like the year 2000, they knocked off six people.
Oh, see? Yeah, they fell behind Texas.
They've had some good years.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, yeah, they had eight people in 1984.
All right, we'll be powering into the Moist Line tomorrow during the 5 o'clock hour. You still have time to leave a message. We understand it's a pretty angry bunch this week. I wonder what the story is there. Anybody know? The toll-free number is 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Or you can use the iHeartRadio app. There's a microphone icon. You can leave a message there. They're all heard. We play calls tomorrow at 5:20 and again at 5:50. And as we've already announced, we will have a special edition of Hack in a Dumpster, Satan's Lake of Fire. It's been a while since we've fired up the lake.
Fired up the lake.
Yeah, fired up the lake of Satan.
Yes, we will watch these people dissolve.
It's a lifetime sort of achievement award for being a hack where you are disintegrated.
I am told that the last time we dumped a body in Satan's Lake of Fire was July.
Okay.
So it's been 3 months. Yes.
All right. All right. So anybody have any idea who this might be? Three people? No? All right. That'll be tomorrow during the 5 o'clock hour. Joe Biden, of course, is in Southern California today. He's going to John's house for a fundraiser tonight.
I'm worried how close the fundraiser might be.
Yeah, it's an undisclosed location, I'm reading. Usually they announce like the Hollywood person or whoever's doing it.
After the fact, they will. But for security reasons.
But this is pathetic. Remember how many times Clinton and Obama came here for these kinds of things? Biden doesn't draw.
No.
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 Not a big deal.
You know what's funny is...
And this is only a couple weeks before the election, so it's really late.
He's actually touring three Democratic states in the West a month before the election.
Yeah, Colorado, California, Oregon.
Yeah, and because nobody, I mean, you think he would be in states where it was really competitive, where he could sway a Congress or Senate race.
Oh, I see.
But
right.
Nobody wants him. He's such a drag. He's repellent. So he's only going to safe places and collecting money in a safe area. Not an area where he could cost somebody their seat.
Yeah, I know he's going to Orange County. There's actually a couple of close races there. There's some Democrats. You see that Katie Porter woman? You know who that is?
Yeah.
Orange County Congresswoman. Who looks anachronistic to me, like she came out of the 1950s, her hair and her face. But yeah, all her ads are abortion. Every ad I see against her opponent, abortion, abortion, yeah. Abortion. Doesn't tell you anything else of what she's done in Congress, what she really stands for. Yeah, abortion, abortion, abortion. Vote for me. I'll keep your right to choose.
I wish I never heard that word again for the rest of my life. It's just such an ugly word.
And you know people, they don't even use it much in the ads. It's all about protecting our fundamental right, is how they put it.
It's all the euphemisms. It's about killing fetuses. Yeah, I'd respect people more if they just said it out straight and stop with your silly euphemisms to soften the ugliness of what you're discussing.
Yeah,
don't be cowardly about it. Describe it for what it is. I mean, you're in favor of it. Say I'm in favor of it.
Yeah,
don't disguise it with all these silly little euphemisms.
And you know what I wanted to mention, and to run this topic, we're going to eventually talk about Biden and inflation and this situation, which you probably heard today, that they were asking Saudi Arabia to delay they were going to reduce production of oil till after the midterm elections.
Yeah.
But do you know the crowd that after Roe v. Wade came out was saying this is just the beginning? Remember, they overturned Roe v. Wade a few months back. Remember all that?
Yeah.
The Supreme Court declined on Tuesday to decide whether fetuses are entitled to constitutional rights. So I'm only bringing this up, and this story didn't get a lot of play because everyone thought, well, this is just the beginning. What are they going to do next to try to harm a woman's right to choose? So they didn't go down that road, at least in this particular case. They turned away an appeal by a Catholic group and two women of a lower court's ruling that fetuses lack the proper legal standing to challenge a state law.
If you want to raise money for your fake nonprofit based on fighting for fetus killing rights, if you want to raise money for that, you have to be hysterical in your rhetoric. You have to pretend that doom is coming.
That's right.
And all right. And they know it's not true, but if they actually were reasonable in their pitch, they wouldn't make any money.
Oh, when this happened, they were talking about, gay people are next. They're going to take away the right to marriage. Our interracial marriage will be ripped apart.
And that's probably how some gay groups jacked up their donations. You have to scare people.
Yeah, it is a ploy, isn't it?
People donate money based on emotion, not based on reason. If I were running a nonprofit of any kind, anything to do with politics or an issue, I would be sending out nothing but incendiary messages all day. Capital letters, red ink, lots of exclamation points. Everything would be Armageddon. And I'd make way more money than somebody who's trying to be reasonable.
Yeah.
You have to. Everyone has figured out how to manipulate human nature. And part of the discovery was humans will fall for it every time. That you could send a letter saying, you know, we're losing all our rights. Oh, okay, here's $500. You could come back, you know, a month later, send them exactly the same message. We're losing all our rights. Oh, here's another $500. Works.
And it does simplify the message, and you're right. It makes it just purely emotional.
Well, yeah, because nobody really has the brain capacity for anything more than that. You know, they're dealing with you know, their lizard brain here. If they feel frightened, if they feel threatened in some way, then they'll take action to protect themselves. But they, you know, if you try to hit them with an academic debate paper, forget about it. They're not going to respond. You'll make no money. And you know what? Then you have no salary.
I mean, I occasionally, not every day, but some nights I'll look at the Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune. Oh my God, the commercials are just, I can't take it anymore. All the commercials are political ads. And sometimes they'll run the same one right after the other one. I feel bad for the people who have to get dialysis, but wow, if I see one more.
Yeah, that's another one. I don't want to hear about dialysis.
I'm going to die if you pass this.
I'm voting no on all dialysis propositions for the rest of my life.
This is the one that would go after, right? They want to unionize the
That's all it is. It's
dialysis employees. So
yeah,
we're a no on that one. So
it's got nothing to do with dialysis. It's got to do with enabling a union.
All right. Coming up, we will talk about this report that the Biden administration asked Saudi Arabia to delay its decision on oil output by a month, suspiciously trying to push it past the midterm elections. And then, you know, we'll talk about those inflation numbers. Even the El Segundo Times admitted, this one's challenging.
Hey, did you see Biden was lying about it today?
Yeah, he came up with some weird percentage or something.
Yeah, it was over 8%. He was trying to say, no, it's really 2%.
Hmm.
And everyone stared at him.
I would do the same. All right, it's coming up. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. What is this story? Depraved horror movie causes viewers to vomit and faint in theater.
Oh, that's
something called Terrifier 2 is so graphic, viewers are literally vomiting and passing out in their seats at the same time, you think?
Oh, that sounds like a great
Then you have time. To lie there passed out on your own vomit?
Be like being on the metro train.
Oh, it's a real Halloween special. I never saw Terrifier, but this is Terrifier 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's an indie horror flick. We'll play in 850 theaters, so that's a lot of vomit then.
Yeah, it's
a film about a psychotic killer clown named killer Art clown. The Clown. Oh, that isn't John Wayne Gacy, is it?
I don't know anything about this movie.
I don't know. I just saw the headline, so I clicked the story. I mean, they got me. The New York Post got me here.
Yeah, I saw there was a headline about people vomiting in a movie, but I didn't want to know.
They have some still pictures from it, which, you know, it looks bad. There's blood everywhere. Terrifier 2 is so gory, I puked in my popcorn, said one aghast horror fan on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's right there, the container. If you did have to, you know, blow a load of vomit, that would be the place to put it, right? Not on the floor where it's a mess.
Or on your lap.
Just, it ruins your popcorn, but maybe it's a tasty topping.
It's recycling.
All right, we're going to talk about old Joe Biden, who, of course, is in town to mostly raise money and to stare at the infrastructure. Yeah, he's visiting the new Metro line. Was this like an extension of the Purple Line, I think, which is going to go all the way over to Westwood? And we call that the Vagrant Express, right?
Just did he get on board with all the vagrants? Speaking of like vomit,
he cleaned up the bodily fluids.
Yeah, did he sit in a seat soaked with urine?
Remember that story last week that Long Beach people are complaining that it's now called the A line, but it's the blue line is bringing the vagrants into Long Beach
like
and they're staying.
Yeah, it's the brown
because
line.
It's the end of the line.
It's the brown line for all the poop that people sit in there.
Well, we have another Biden gaffe, and it's one of his favorite topics. He had, by all accounts, a pretty good son named Bo, but Bo died of brain cancer. I say this because then there's Hunter Biden, the other son.
The dud son.
Isn't that the makeup of a lot of books and movies, is that you have the two sons and they're just opposites, right? One's the good son you love who's become a success, and then there's the evil son.
Genetics is
a failure and hates
genetics
you
are like a big slot machine with billions of possibilities.
Well, you have three, but you did okay, unfortunately. You have no stories
to
tell.
They're okay, but they're very different. It's so different that I wonder sometimes, you know, where the different genetic threads came from somewhere deep in the family.
Yeah, because I would say environmentally, you probably raised them all similarly, right?
Oh, yeah. They were in the they all grew up in the same insanity.
Yeah, so. You didn't have them. All right, so yesterday in Colorado, we already mentioned yesterday in Colorado when Biden spoke, he seemed to mix up the Rio Grande with the Colorado River. But anyway, he's talking about World War II. Wow. I don't know why. And he mentions his son, Bo, and there's a mistake here. Here's the audio.
American soldiers in the 10th Mountain Division scaled that 1,800-foot cliff at night, caught the Germans by surprise, captured key positions, and broke through the German defense line at a pivotal point in the war. Just imagine, I mean it sincerely, I say this as a father of a man who won the Bronze Star, the Conspicuous Service Medal, and lost his life in Iraq. Imagine the courage, the daring, and the genuine sacrifice they all made.
Well, Bo Biden actually passed away at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. He did not lose his life in Iraq. In fact, he returned from Iraq with his last deployment in 2009. He died in 2015. But they have long believed, right, and they are saying that it was exposure to toxic burn pits during his deployment in Iraq that may have caused the brain cancer.
But he did not lose his life in Iraq.
Literally, he did not.
And that's a theory they have, but you don't know that either. There's a lot of things that can give you brain cancer.
Do you think this is...
No, this is... He's
Biden just trying to make it look like it's more heroic a death than...
And he's senile. He's not only a lifelong compulsive liar, an exaggerator, and a plagiarizer. He's senile. So God knows what's coming out of his head. And it's actually a waste of your life, my life, everyone's life, to listen to anything he says. Anything he says doesn't matter. It's just random gibberish from somebody, you know, who really ought to be in a home.
He turns 80 next month. I didn't know this. You know how? What else is also about 80 years old? The U.S.-Saudi relationship. Going to have a party for that. Saudi Arabia. The story today is that apparently the Biden White House... The administration, it doesn't say who, reached out to Saudi Arabia because they're kind of the lead dog with OPEC and tried to get them to delay a decision on whether or not they were going to cut back the oil supply till after the elections. Knowing that if they did it earlier and it started to have an effect on American gas prices, it could be bad news for the Democrats.
Yeah, so but that's the only thing they care about. Is trying to get Democrats reelected.
Oh, yeah.
In the midterms. They don't care.
The day after the elections, you do whatever you want. Yeah.
They don't care about the price of gas and oil. They have no interest in that. Because if they did, they would restart American production. Why we are worried about how much Saudi Arabia produces, who cares? We have tons of it here. Let's produce our own. It's so stupid.
Well.
Yeah, they're running around begging other countries, and then they get mad when... Saudi Arabia goes into the other direction and is cutting production instead of increasing it. And I'm thinking, so let's, you know, let's go to Bakersfield. Let's start pumping. What's wrong with you? Are you nuts? We have all the resources we need.
Well, now there are some members of Congress who want to punish Saudi Arabia. Do you know that that country is the number one country we sell arms to? Just thought you'd like to know that. What are they using them for? Are they fighting a lot of wars? Or
Apparently, we
send them anti-missile systems. Well, that is understandable in case they get pummeled.
It keeps everybody in line. To
show you've got a lot of...
Right, that's part of the reason we have a huge military. It's like to keep people out.
Let's give the Saudis nukes then. That'll really deliver the message. No, we don't want to do that to them.
No, they can't be trusted with nukes.
I don't think so.
But, you know, they'll just buy stuff from Russia then. So that's another reason we sell them arms, is if we don't sell them arms, then they buy them from Russia. And now you got a team forming there,
right?
That you don't want to form.
I mean, the belief is that Saudi Arabia is too sympathetic to Russia, and they're helping Russia out. Like, if they cut back oil production.
That's the thing. When you do something stupid like slow down your own domestic production, then you end up with this chain reaction, like these dominoes of, well, now Saudi Arabia is cutting their oil production. Well, we'll show them. We'll cut our arms sales. Well, if you do that, then Russia's going to sell them arms. Oh, yeah, right. Just go back to square one. Produce more oil here. We've got it. It'll be really cheap. Yeah, you know what? You know, leave the cult. Leave the cult.
Apparently
the greenhouse gas climate change cult. Renounce
this,
it.
This rather loud Connecticut senator, ever hear of this guy, Chris Murphy?
Yeah.
Democrat. I think he went ballistic over something this year.
He's a pump foon.
He was asked about remember Biden's fist bump last July with the Saudi Arabian leader.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, why did he do that? I'm sick of talking about that, Murphy said today. They were fist bumping because of COVID protocols. They weren't fist bumping because they're good buddies. Come on. It's too much coverage of that. All right. We got more coming up. Earlier this hour, we talked about the death penalty and the fact that Florida doesn't do it as much as they used to. But Texas is still putting people to death. But wait till you hear this inmate story coming up next.
John and Ken show. Deborah Mark has the news. Deborah Mark has the news. KFIM 640.
Yeah, I do.
The California Coastal Commission today approved a desalination plant in Dana Point.
Yeah, it's a smaller one.
Right.
But it's a start.
Yeah.
They're calling it like a pilot project.
Wow.
Yeah, even they know that we got to get water. Remember they killed the big one.
In the Huntington Beach, yeah.
Right, but this is, I just saw that story too. It's like a smaller pilot program they're approving. So if it goes well, we'll get a big one, right?
They should.
Didn't you say that in that Fox 11 special? The ocean's right there. Get it.
The ocean is right there. Am I not right? The ocean is there. We have the technology. Just build the desalination plants and shut up. Mm. No, then we don't have to worry about droughts.
They don't talk about droughts in Saudi Arabia, do they?
No. You notice they don't have...
They've had like a lifetime drought, yeah.
How come you don't hear them squawking about droughts?
I think Israel desalinates too, don't they?
Yes, they do. United Arab Emirates. All the Middle Eastern desert countries figured this out decades ago.
And we have a lot of in common with them in topography.
We
have a lot of desert here.
We're just a bunch of dumb clucks here. We really are.
Dumb clucks.
We are really a stupid society in America.
That's right up there with unspeakable.
It
sounds like an old lady term. Why you dumb cluck, you?
We're an unspeakably stupid...
But you probably
stupid.
Meant the other letter in front of that word,
sure.
Didn't you?
Sure, yeah. It's my euphemism.
There. Horrible story coming up after 4 o'clock. We specialize in horrible stories. From Manly, Stewart & Fernaldi, Morgan Stewart's coming on to tell us about how LA Unified School District has to pay out a pile of money. It's a settlement on behalf of 15 victims and their families over a wrestling coach who was sexually abusing minors. And in every story, in 2016, they could have stopped him. An LAUSD investigator believed that this man was lying when he denied sexual misconduct. We're going to find out why they were not permitted to relay that information to administrators who were deciding whether or not this guy could return to a high school. Well, he was allowed back on campus, and he sexually abused more students. It's incomprehensible.
I don't understand.
I know, we'll have to ask why he could not relay that information.
I would have relayed anyway. It's like, yeah, well, you know, screw you people. This guy's a pervert.
Yeah,
this is a pervert. You stand out in the front lawn of the school with a sign saying, what's the wrestling coach's name here?
Terry Gillard?
Terry Gillard is a pervert. I mean, he got convicted on 37 felony counts. 37 felony counts. He got 71 years in prison. So just stand with a sign on the front lawn.
All right, we were talking about death row earlier this hour. Of course, the decision in Florida not to put that school shooter, Nicholas Cruz, on death row there. But, you know, we mentioned that the leader is still Texas. And we have an update on an inmate who... Well, the real update is about Andre Thomas. The Supreme Court is not going to take up the case of this man who was convicted of murdering his family. He claimed he did not receive a fair trial because jurors opposed interracial marriage. That was his interesting angle to appeal. I'm surprised it got to the Supreme Court. He claimed the all-white jury convicted him because they did not approve of interracial marriage. At least three did express the racist belief, with one allegedly noting on a questionnaire, "I think we should stay with our bloodline." I guess that was actually in the jury questionnaire about how they feel about
it. You think you should stay within your bloodline?
He killed his estranged wife and two children, and defense is God told him to do it.
That's got nothing to do with how people feel about interracial marriage. It's about him killing her.
But we're really only talking about this story for one reason. And I think we did mention this years ago. While in prison, his name is Andre Thomas. He removed his eyes and ate one.
You know,
would you like to absorb that for a moment?
I had forgotten that story.
Aren't you going to ask the basic question? What do you think an eye tastes like?
Don't
you think it's squishy?
It would be like eating an oyster.
That's... You know what? It's a great comparison. Except it's kind of veiny.
You should see the look on Deborah's face.
I'm writing news, and then I'm listening to you guys.
A gusher?
Like a what?
Like a gusher, like the candy that has the little goo inside.
Oh, yeah, I guess it would kind of pop, wouldn't
it? You get a stream of, were you eating?
It's not vegan approved,
No, that is definitely not vegan approved. Are you kidding me?
You're the big vegan decider now.
Yes, I am. Okay, eating a human eye, you think that's vegan?
It's his own eye. Well, can't he do it?
It's not meat.
It's not meat.
It's not dairy.
Right, it's not meat and it's not dairy.
Oh my God. He admitted to killing his family, stabbed them to death, and tried to rip their hearts from their chests.
Oh my God.
So he could set them free from evil.
Uh-huh.
Like the Indiana Jones movie?
He stabbed himself in the chest in what his attorney said was a suicide attempt. And then 4 years after that happened, while in jail, 5 days after this, he gouged out one of his eyes. And then 4 years later, he plucked out the other eye. And when the prison guard said, "Where did it go?" he said he ate it.
Mm. Now, I forgot. What was the original story?
The U.S. Supreme Court has denied his claim that the jury was prejudiced against him because of his interracial marriage.
Yeah, I don't think it was the marriage.
This guy didn't get the insanity plea or something? I guess maybe Texas didn't give him that one.
Well, it looks like they went for the wrong defense. They started carrying on about the marriage, and they should have been...
You should check out his prison picture. Yeah, not the eyes. I mean, he's got his eyelids closed, but you can tell there's nothing... Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Coming up next, we'll talk about this awful LA Unified School District case as a $52 million settlement on behalf of 15 victims who were sexually abused by a wrestling coach who, don't you notice every story, after he was questioned and lied that he was committing sex abuse, was allowed to go back to another campus and he continued to sexually abuse kids. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win?
Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.